look, we've got three possibilities facing us with respect to marijuana policy in our state. One is continuation of the current regime. The second is decriminalization. And the third is regulation and taxation, which is what we're here to support today. The vast majority of Marylanders have come to the realization that the current war on drugs is failing with respect to marijuana. It's a complete flop. Kids in our state and across the country say that it is easy or very easy to get marijuana. More than 80% of them say every year in polls that it's very easy or easy to get marijuana, and much easier to get marijuana than to get alcohol. So what are we doing? We are criminalizing generations of our own people for doing something that our last several presidents have readily admitted to having done themselves. We are driving up the cost in a way that enriches the drug dealers, the drug gangs, and international organized crime and the Mexican drug cartels. We are wasting law enforcement resources that could be spent and should be spent on serious violent crimes and white-collar crimes in our state. So the path of continuation of the status quo, I think, is a failed and doomed path, and it's one that the vast majority of our people reject. So then we come to the proposition of decriminalization. This is what passed out of the Senate overwhelmingly last year without any real organizing behind it. And decriminalization means that we remove the criminal penalties and we make it a $100 fine to possess small amounts of marijuana. And that accords with the very powerful moral intuition people have that we should not be criminalizing our own population, we should not be committing a war against our own population, and we should not be ruining the life chances of tens of thousands of young people a year in our state for doing what half of America has admitted doing. Okay. The problem with decriminalization is that it leaves in place the basic dynamics of criminal control over the supply of marijuana and the market in marijuana. Our goal is to kick the drug dealers out of the state. And there's one way to do it, which is to regulate and tax marijuana. Let the government take over the whole process. That's how we kicked bootleggers out of the state. We said that the government was going to regulate alcohol. When we ended prohibition, that's how we kicked organized crime out of the liquor industry. Okay. So decriminalization is a big step in the right direction, but we don't think it's there yet. We are here to stand for the proposition that we can kick the drug dealers out of the state by regulating and taxing marijuana. And in the process, we will be able to devote law enforcement resources towards serious unsolved crimes like homicide in our state. We will be able to pick up more than $100 million a year in public revenue that we need for purposes like alcohol and drug treatment for our people, like pre-K, like school construction and renovation that we need so badly in Montgomery County. There's a whole host of public purposes that we could be channeling that money into. At the same time, we will strike a blow against the Mexican drug cartels and the organized crime figures that have taken over the international trade in marijuana. Just finished reading a book called Narcoland by a Mexican journalist called Annabel Hernandez, who describes the way that the traffic in marijuana has brought billions of dollars to the illegal underground economy of Mexico, built up the power of the drug cartels to the point where they have corrupted cops, prosecutors, judges, all the way up to the president of Mexico. And they have lost more than 75,000 people in the drug war over the last decade. We saw a glimpse of what that would look like in America in the takeover of the Baltimore City Jail by drug dealers who used their profits and their money to pay off the guards with condos and cars and cash. Okay, so we want to disengage from the failed policy of prohibition. We want to put the government in charge of regulating this, so only adults age 21 and up will be able to access it. We will crack down on any grown-up who dares to sell to children in our state. We will throw the book at them, and we will put them in jail. Because we want to keep this away from children, but we want to allow grown-ups to make their own decisions. So I am thrilled that we are having a serious conversation in the state of Maryland about what to do about marijuana. It's part of a conversation taking place across the country and across the world, and I'm very proud to stand with my colleague, Kurt Anderson, who has been the leader in Annapolis on this. And with that, I will introduce Kurt.
Thank you, Jamie.